Missed some of the many amazing interviews and features on the Midweek Drive? Relax and check out the podcast highlights on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com.
Quite right, too. Now, when so luminary a person as Caitlin Moran in The Times defines you as one of the deftest comedy cameos of the year and defines your role as that, you think, actually, this must be one very special individual, etc. When you actually add to that the lead role in the fantastic Number One Girl, appearances in Sea of Souls, a whole heap of other fantastic things, you know, clearly looking towards somebody who's basically sort of making a whole range of waves in the whole business of show. Whom do you think we could be referring to, Natalie?
Lisa McAllister.
Not the legendary Lisa McAllister,
yes.
Who's actually Scottish and based in Surrey as well. Good heavens, Lisa McAllister, are you there?
I am indeed. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a delightful joy.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Listen, Lisa, we have your agent Zanya Siegel on next week, so it's always important to make sure that everybody's happy from that perspective. You know, all great stuff there. Lisa, you've packed a whole package of stuff into your career so far, and it's only just starting in so many ways, etc. But clearly Sherlock is at the heart of a whole range of things from that perspective. I can't believe that Stephen Moffat and the crew didn't say, we have got to get more Lisa McAllister into the Sherlock series. It's just outrageous, you know?
I know, it's a travesty. Yeah.
Clearly. And you know, you basically sort of paved the way for the launch of the series. I caught an interview you did, I think, on one of the sort of show business channels in which you were just about sort of say you were just doing the Sherlock Holmes scenario. It's now six shows in, of course, because Stephen Moffat, he actually just, you know, three shows every 16 months. Doesn't want to overwork the whole thing. Do you think it has actually sort of taken off in the way you thought it was going to take off when you were part of it?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I just didn't think you could go wrong with the talent. I mean, everything from Stephen Moffat and the other writers down to, you know, the crew, everyone was just amazing, absolutely amazing. And the director's fantastic, fantastically talented man, Paul McGuigan. He did Gangster Number One, which I think is great, and Lucky Number 7, amongst other things as well. So, you know, it was just, I knew it was going to be big. I didn't know quite how big it was going to be.
I think it's bottom line is if you sign up Lisa McAllister, you're on a winner. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Oh, you're too kind. Can I come on every week?
Well, we're always looking for more Scottish Surrey-based correspondents. I feel it adds to the whole thing. I've got to ask you, actually, with respect to the Scottish connection that's there, where do you sit on the haggis? I mean, it's a line we've been, it's Burns Night and all the rest of the bits and pieces. We've already thrown that out to one of our correspondents today, a news person. They said he was a vegetarian. You know, what can we say?
No. I'm haggis girl through and through. Haggis, meats and tatties, horses. I absolutely love it.
Right.
I really do. It's delicious. People think it's made up of guts and kind of, you know, it's going to be gross, but it's actually not. It's really deliciously spiced and kind of oaty. I mean, it's got lots of barley in it.
And did you find it? Because, I mean, it's an intriguing connection. You've got Stockbroker Belt and Surrey versus, of course, the Highlander. And in fact, you know, Lisa, indeed, her first role was being directed by a chap who actually, I think, shares my birthday in various ways. That's a certain Mel Gibson. Of course, we've diversified a number of ways, but we're talking Braveheart, because you were voicing on Braveheart, in essence.
Yeah, that's right. That was kind of... that was sort of a surprise, actually. My cousins were doing booked to do voiceovers, and I happened to be staying with them that weekend. And even though I have an English accent right now, when I speak to any of my family or anybody Scottish, it just naturally switches because I've been down here since I was four. So, you know, I've just got this kind of less fancy bilingual thing going on. And they heard me speaking to my cousins and sort of asked if I wanted to get and then they said that they were waiting for Mel to arrive, so it was quite an exciting day, and they sort of asked me to come back and do some more individual stuff, which was amazing.
Which is great. We were just losing you a little bit there. I think we were sort of wandering over there. I thought, oh, we're going across the border. I was just going to say, obviously, you know, clearly Lisa is sort of charged with the role of actually civilising the Surrey stockbrokers. And Lord knows they need it. You know, I speak as a northerner. Let's turn to the team. Katie. Any questions? I mean, I presume you've done your research. You've checked out Lisa McAllister, the Lisa McAllister. Any questions you'd like to put to Lisa?
I just wanted to ask, what was it like to work on How to Lose Friends and Alienate People?
Oh, that was so much fun. son. The director, Bob Wadey, is he directed all of the Curb Your Enthusiasm shows, and he's one of the producers on it, so he's an extremely funny man. Simon Pegg was just lovely and very funny and just a very nice person, not at all show busy. And that was a really great day for me, because at the end of it they sort of said, look, we can't give you any more lines, but we'd love you to come back and have a bit more of a visual presence in the film. So I ended up, I was only have one day on the film, and I ended up having five, so it was great. It was really, really good.
And that's why we have a sequel, Lisa McAllister, How to Make Friends and Keep People Happy. Very good. Just work the way through that whole process. Interesting enough, MJ Simpson, one of our sort of regular filmic correspondents, I think, interviewed you when you were actually over in Budapest, which was nice from that thing. Yeah.
He did. He was over there. He came and interviewed in person.
That's Mike, you see. I mean, I refer to him as Mike. He prefers MJ. I said, why? I say, you don't hear JK complain. That's all right, you know, JK writing MJ Simpson. There's only a few million pounds difference between the two of them. They're both jobbing folk, you know. MJ Simpson's talked to the students here at the University of Lincoln. JK Rowling hasn't as yet, but you know, it's only a matter of time. Tiffany, thoughts from yourself?
You first started off as a model. Have you always known you wanted to be an actress?
Yes, always. Aww. The modeling sort of just happened, really. I got scouted on the street and it was a summer holiday, and I thought, well, why not? I'm very flattered, so I'll give it a go. But acting was always my passion from a really, really young age, actually. I knew that that's what I wanted to do. Obviously, I started out doing school plays and youth theatre and things like that, and it just sort of has grown from there, really.
It does work well, and I know people were sort of wondering where we were going earlier in the show when we were talking to one of our Los Angeles correspondents, Fiona Hardingham. Clearly, I wanted to follow through with the Simon Fuller, David Beckham underwear scenario. But, you know, David obviously moved from football to modelling, etc. You know, both David Beckham and Lisa McAllister have been in FHM. It all works together, doesn't it? All focuses its own routine.
Although I have, in a basket with David Beckham,
though. Yeah, you see, that's where our tastes would probably differ, I have to say. You see, I can't think of anything worse on that sort of basis. But anyway, Natalie, thoughts for yourself?
Lisa, you mentioned how you switch back into your Scottish accent when you talk to your family. So how important is it as an actress to be able to pick up an accent? Does it help you get into the character?
Oh, yes. Character-wise, absolutely does. It absolutely does, because you can read things, and if I'm not aware that it's, you know, if for some reason I haven't seen that it's a northern accent or a Scottish accent, then reading something with an English accent, it just won't feel right when the writing's really good, obviously. So and it really helps with finding the character and their roots and where they're from.
Do you pick up accents easily?
Well, I must do, because, you know, I've managed to pick up the English accent immaculately at four, so, and I think I've just been sort of doing it. I'm quite lucky that way, I think.
And did your parents not give you a whole range of gobstoppers to put, or marbles to put in the mouth, to say, you must talk like that, Lisa, from the tip of the tongue?
Yes. Yeah, they were quite shocked. It actually happened at the Nativity, at my first Nativity play. They wanted me to be the Angel Gabriel and come down and say something in a lovely Scottish accent, and it came out in perfect RP.
Actually, the angel of the Lord has arrived. I say, jolly good, my word. James, we're back to the hunt again, it would seem. James Barclay, premier farmer within the Lincolnshire area, Lisa, doing a whole range of wonderful things and actually sort of building on the profile for what we're referring to, or what James is referring to, is an urban centre for farming and rural learning. That's an urban centre for farming and rural learning.
Oh, great.
I would like to say, a sort of basically. It doesn't really work, you know? I mean, I take ostrich. Outrageous suggestions taken readily in courageous hands. James, have you got any questions you'd like to put to Lisa?
Well, your career is absolutely outstanding. Out of all the work you've done, which is the film that you would really say is your...
It's like asking her to choose between children, that's what I'm going to say.
Oh, absolutely.
That is hard, exactly. Because they've all been wonderfully different experiences. In terms of characters that I've played, my favourite has been a a buxom Welsh makeup artist called Rosie Frond, and that was in a little film called Just for the Record. And I only had a couple of scenes in it, but it was with Rip Nail, and just loved playing the character. She was so outrageous. And then recently, I played another outrageous character, Svetlana, the Russian rock chick, in an Irish TV film called Hardy Bucks, which was just on recently, which is very, very funny.
See, I just got to hold you there, Elisa, because, you know, in some strange way, that kind of is one of the reasons you are just ideal for the Midweek Drive. You played, and I quote, Svetlana, a Russian rock chick in an Irish movie called Hardy Bucks.
I mean,
there are theoreticians from France who spent years coming together with, I mean, that's PhD thesis stuff, that, you know, written there, sorted out. It's genius.
He was a fish out of water in that little Irish town, I tell you.
Here you go, James.
Well, I found that fascinating. Sadly, I'm being an outdoor person. I don't ever get the chance to really sit down and watch the television.
It's a weak excuse, James. But,
excuse because I go to sleep when I get in a chair.
Just because you're feeding the nation doesn't mean to say that you can't have a telly for the curly animals that are actually there.
Absolutely.
You don't know how the ratings could have actually shot through the roof if you could have actually sort of put, you know, some Lisa McAllister movies in so that cattle can actually say, look, it's Lisa McAllister, we will give more milk.
I will ask our host today to see if he can find me a film with you in it and I can really concentrate.
Well, I hope you enjoy.
I will, definitely. Yeah, thank you for...
Haven't really mentioned Tatiana, of course, the number one girl. Lead role in terms of that, and interesting to see you adopt a sort of Bond-esque role, or at least the cover design actually focuses with respect to that. Is it fair to say that you're beginning to sort of develop a kind of femme fatale approach to life in many ways?
I wish I was a cool femme fatale. Yeah, I mean, you know, I quite like those roles, you know, the role of the femme fatale. I'd love to play a serious femme fatale in something, but...
Well, listen, if Kate Winslet, I mean, Lord, Kate's from Reading, I mean, she can pick up a Golden Globe for a remake of the Joan Crawford Mildred Pierce, then, you know, she, inevitably.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, well, yeah. There we are. Interesting enough, I did sort of think the Martin Freeman sort of Watson character, just maybe it was just sort of identification, but I did like the kind of the way in which... Anthea, not really her name. It's not your real name, is it?
Yeah,
no, you know, the sort
correct.
Of the kind of the pause. Yeah, the put downs that you actually sort of introduced with respect. That's wonderful. This is a great story of my life in many ways, Lisa. But I won't.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
There's violins playing.
Yeah, it is.
It's not that bad.
No, have you been up to Lincoln recently, Natalie? Anything else you'd like to raise at this stage about life, the universe, and indeed the Lisa McAllister contributions to the planet Earth?
Where would you like to be with your career in 5 years' time?
Oh, goodness, I would like to be doing good work solidly. You know, there's a lot of stopping and starting in as an actor, and there's no certainty for anyone ever, but I would love to just kind of be doing a lot more things like Sherlock.
It'll happen. It'll manifest in all sorts of ways. I'm actually
sure
thinking, really, a couple of years ago, actually, we featured Sarah Huntley. Sarah, of course, a regular with us as far as shows are concerned. Also Samantha Bond, etc. They actually did a range of Diaries of an Actress, etc. And I'm thinking somehow, maybe they said we should really look to feature on a sort of semi-regular basis, providing the diary of a Scottish actress from Surrey conquering the globe. You know, you can wear
that. I would love that.
Whether you're in Los Angeles, whether in New York, work on all sorts of... Would you be up for that, Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is looking
good.
And, you know, looking ahead to next week, when I'm already looking at... we have Mike Dooley live from Florida. We also have Zanya Siegel, of course, who looks after a fine agency in all so many ways. What sort of questions do you think we should put to Zanya next week? You know, is there anything, you know, which maybe as one of the team of the agency, you think, I've always wanted to ask... I mean, obviously, Lisa, the first question I'll be asking Zanya is, when are you going to get more good Oscar-winning work for Lisa McAllister? I mean, that obviously goes without saying.
That would be my first question.
Yeah, so anything else you
feel?
They
worked very, very hard at Liverpool. They're brilliant.
Really are. Well, we shall sort of put that out. Meanwhile, I've got to ask you those last two questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat on this, your first ever midweek drive on Siren FM?
I really have. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the next crucial question, because bless her heart, when we did the sort of pre-phone chat, she said, oh, is it live? I thought, I don't think she's going to be potty mouth, Lisa, but it's all right. It's all sorted through from that point of view, because honestly, sometimes you don't know where they could have. It's all very exciting. We've had Academy Award winning people who said, where are we going? So can I presume then you can connect with us again in the very near future, Lisa McAllister?
Yes, please.
Actually, I think you need a treat. Have you got any particular musical areas or musical genres that you'd like us to see if we've got them ready for the library set? Because it's your first show, so any particular artist that you think, yeah, I'd quite like you to go for that?
Fleetwood Mac.
Well, that's an interesting. Any particular reasons for Fleetwood Mac? A nice sort of little retro choice there.
That's good driving music, I think.
Yeah, OK, well, I mean, we can offer you Man of the World, Don't Stop, Little Lies, Go Your Own Way.
Good one, that just
sums up the whole routine. Brilliant. Lisa McAllister, we will speak to you very soon. Take care now.
Thank you. You too.
Loving you isn't the right